Is there some point that you were married?
Oh, yes. I was married twice. The first time didn't really work out.
And when was that?
The first time was about 63, 64.
In Tulsa?
Yeah.
And that didn't last very long?
Didn't last very long. The second one did.
And what was her name?
Her name was Flina. We were married for 22 and a half years until she passed away. I still miss her. That's been 25 years ago.
Did you have children?
No, we never had children, but she had. She had this son, my stepson.
Is he around today?
Oh, yes.
Is he close to you?
Yes.
So he checks on you and you're back
yeah,
and forth?
Oh, yeah, they take care of me.
That's so great.
Yeah.
He and his family?
Yeah, which is good. In my later years, I like to get along with people. You know, for some people, they don't feel complete unless they have some kind of feud going. I don't have time for that.
Through all these years we've talked about, I didn't talk about any religion. Did you ascribe to any religion at all? You had the Catholic faith and the Jewish religion. Did any of them become part of your life?
No. Let me put it this way. I believe in God. Okay, there's a God above. But I also believe that part of my life, he was taking a long nap. See what I mean?
Part of your life, he was taking a long nap.
Right. Like that part when the Holocaust occurred.
It's hard for you to understand.
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand. I mean, it's supposed to be the benevolent God. But if you look down your Bible, all the New Testament, there's a lot of strife and brutality going on. I don't have anything against organized religion. But I like to tell people, now, if you attend church once, twice, three times a week, and you're a good person, and I never set foot in one, and I'm a good person, you are not a bit better than I am. Right. And some of them don't like that.
Right. When you understood the full impact of the Holocaust, I don't know when that came about in your years, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, or 40s.
It was kind of a learning curve.
So eventually you did learn the full impact of it. And then you thought about where you were while that was happening. How did that make you feel? We hear about survivors who have guilt feelings of surviving and all that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we are talking about survivor guilt. I had that. Not for very long, but I had it. It's not unusual because you think, how come I survived and some of these other people who could have accomplished greater things, they didn't make it. It's not a very rational line of thinking, but it happens anyway.
Yeah. What was your attitude about Germans, about Germany? Was that sensitive? Talk to me about that.
I'm glad you asked about that. I don't have any animus whatsoever towards today's Germans. Several generations passed since. So no. At first, yes. I wanted to block out anything German, including the language, by the way. Again, that wasn't rational, but it was understandable.